Good morning. It's Friday, June 16th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny, with a high near 77 and wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 53. In local news, Chilla Payton made his first court appearance Thursday on murder charges related to the April 3rd gang shootout in downtown Sacramento, a hearing that had been delayed by him being on the run for nearly 2 months before he was captured in Las Vegas last month. Payton, 28, entered no pleas to the various charges he faces and, afterward, attorney Michael Wise said he believed Payton may have a self-defense argument. Payton is charged along with brothers Dandre and Smiley Martin with 3 counts of murder stemming from the shootout that killed 6 people and wounded 12. Payton and the Martins both face special circumstance allegations that they committed multiple murders, a filing that could lead to a death penalty prosecution. Payton was ordered to return to court Tuesday to appear alongside the Martins for their next court hearing. All three are being held without bail in the Sacramento County Main Jail. More in local news. Sacramento County health officials have detected 2 new probable cases of monkeypox in 2 residents who recently traveled, the 6th and 7th local infections identified since late May. The cases are unrelated to the first 5 cases discovered, a county health spokeswoman said. The 2 cases announced Thursday are related to travel within the United States. It was not clear where in the U.S. the 2 people traveled. The county's first case, disclosed May 24, was linked to international travel, and the next 4 cases were linked to that case via contact tracing. Spread of monkeypox is linked to prolonged skin-to-skin exposure, according to experts. Symptoms of monkeypox include fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills and exhaustion. The patient typically develops a rash, often beginning on the face and spreading to other parts of the body, normally about 1 to 3 days after fever. In California news, California could become the first state in the country to require gun owners to be insured against the negligent or accidental use of their firearms under legislation introduced Thursday. Democratic Senator Nancy Skinner of Berkeley introduced legislation as an amendment to SB 505, an unrelated bill which will be gutted. If the bill passes, it will require gun owners to carry coverage for losses from death, injury, property damage, and other incidents. Owners would have to keep written evidence of their policy where the gun is stored, and to carry it when transporting the firearm. They would be considered civilly liable for negligent or accidental use. If SB 505 becomes law, it will face opposition from gun owner groups and the firearms industry. Before facing potential legal retaliation, the proposal will have to clear the state legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom. But both have been eager to green light gun control bills. In state worker news, premiums are projected to grow an average of about 7% for CalPERS health insurance policyholders next year, with 2 popular PPOs spiking by more than 14%, according to preliminary prices posted online Tuesday by the retirement system. The system introduced changes 2 years ago that boosted PPO premiums while lowering costs for 2 expensive plans with the richest benefits. The changes are aimed at preserving the top-tier plans and stabilizing prices over the long term. The most popular plan by far that CalPERS offers is a Kaiser Permanente HMO that covers about 556,000 people. The Kaiser HMO is slated to go up about 6% next year, reaching about $853 per month. The preliminary rates posted online are subject to further negotiation, and could change slightly before they are approved by the CalPERS Board of Administration next month. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.